Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
But one of the adverts I heard yesterday on a podcast was so funny. It was for Travel Cymru, and it's teaching people that you can now tap on and tap off, so you don't need to have change and all that stuff. And it's like, well, any of our buses, you can tap on to tap off, and which has been a thing for fucking everywhere. You know, like every train station is like, you can use your ticket. You know, nearly every major city has like a metro link or something where you just tap on to top off. But it was explaining it like it was a fucking brand new concept. It was going, so when you tap on, no, it says, when you get on, you tap on. When you get off, you tap off. Tap on to get off. Let me try and remember it again now. Tap on to tap off. Tap on. It was something like that. Oh, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's so fucking childlike. When you get on, tap on. When you get off,
the
tap
funny
off.
Thing is, as an avid bus user for many a moon, I knew the tap on, tap off. You know, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I get it. It's a concept that's quite easy. You know, I've been to a major metropolitan area before. I can do this. But then it's amazing when you go on the bus these days and like, not even people that are that old, they don't have the excuse of being like pensioners or anything, don't understand it. They get on, they try and pay the normal way, and the guy's like, oh, it's tap on, tap off, and they're like, what? You know, they just cannot understand.
Well, maybe there is a reason for these adverts then. But
yeah, there's probably an uptick of people going, I don't get it. What do you mean, tap on, tap off?
But it was just the fact they sung it like a nursery rhyme. Was like, when you get on, you tap on. When you get off, you tap off. It's like, oh my God, we understand.
It's mad that they thought they needed to make a song out of it. It's a very simple thing to just put in words. You don't need to sing them to make, how am I going to remember that?
I got so laughed at that so much. I sent it to my mate Ollie yesterday.
When you get on the bus, you tap on. When you get off the bus, you tap off.
I thought I fucking recorded the actual advert. It's just me doing it.
That's even better.
What a fucking waste of time. It's just me saying the exact same thing. God, my memory's so fucking awful. But it just made me laugh. It's like, what is this? It's like we're fucking play days. It just made no sense.
Oh,
anyway.
Well,
that's what Scrying Mikey is this week.
I was going to say, I saw one for Transport for Wales the other day, and it was a real, real misfire by the marketing team.
Right? Oh, God, I think I know what you're
going to say. It starts off probably, I imagine any people in Wales listening to this have probably seen it. It's where it goes around, and it's just like, I'm paraphrasing, they're like, shit, next one, dog shit, next one, I fucking hate the trains in this country, next one. And it's like, hey, we know we got a lot to fix, okay? But we're investing in infrastructure. But I'm like, it's like, what an awful advert. Like, people just going, better in bloody third world countries than this. Hey, look.
Yeah, because it shows their comments on like the advert, doesn't it? And then it's like, it's just like a montage of all these comments that people have said on their posts. But it's clearly someone in marketing, like, hey guys, let's just be transparent. It's like, yeah, that's good. But sometimes you don't have to say, you're a bunch of nonsense.
I was exaggerating with the shit and all that, but they do. They are literally going like utterly useless and things like that. Like they never turn up on time.
Pig just dogs, such pig bad fuckers. PR.
Bunch of pig dogs, pig art boys driving the trains. I got one little, before I let you get into it, I had one little story to tell you from the weekend that is somewhat to do with public transport, so it's adjacent.
could have been so
me
smooth.
And Amy,
really
yeah, I know,
so
I know, it's really smooth there. Me and Amy went to out for a piss up in Newport last weekend, and
someone's
we had to get into town. I know.
Bragging.
We went to the little whatchacallit as well, the little food court. Love it.
Yeah.
Lots of tasty grub there.
Anyway, it's really good there.
But anyway, so we got the bus into town because we need to get the train. Between the bus stop and the train station, right, there's this little, like, scummy kid was going around on his bike. And he did, like, a little fucking, like, drift stop type thing right in front of me and Amy as we were walking.
Sorry, and that aroused you.
Oh, aroused me, yeah.
Sorry.
I don't like kids approaching me at speed. It's too much for me to deal with. No, he did it, and to give him a slight credit, he said like a half-assed sorry as he did it, but he said it as I said, do you have to? And then he screamed at me and he went, I said sorry! Like in the middle of town. And so I was like, oh, fuck off, whatever. Amy called him a scroat. Bet that fucking hurt him. And then I didn't realise. We carried on walking. We were both just going, what an idiot, what a dick, and all that sort of stuff. And then I could hear this. I didn't realise it was him. He was cycling, like, I don't know, a few metres along with me. And he was pointing at me and going, kiddie fiddler, kiddie fiddler. And he just did it like three or four times, and then he fucking cycled off. So
when I said that he got aroused by kids, that was a lot of foresight.
He just he saw my fucking trousers.
How do you keep your shirt so clean, mister?
Yeah.
Fuck off, clean he shirt. Said,
the vim that he shouted at me with, though. He went, I said, sorry. God, it drew the eyes of everyone outside of Greg's.